Newsmakers on Maryland's News Now, presented by LifeBridge Health on WBAL. News Radio 1090.
It's 4:51. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. As you heard first here on WBAL News Radio 1090, tonight's third game of the ALCS in Kansas City has now been postponed because of the rain. WBAL's Brett Hollander is at Kauffman Stadium, and he joins us live. Hey, Brett.
Hey, Mary Beth. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. I know you're wet, or at least it's wet out there. You're probably dry.
I'm a little wet walking into the stadium. It's been just nasty here all day long. It's funny, a few days out, I was checking the forecast, of course, and a lot of our Fred and Joe were as well, and so was the mighty man Casey Willett, and this is one that they had right all the way. As of Saturday, our sister station here, the NBC television affiliate, had this one pegged, 100% chance of rain all day, and that has been the case. So the forecasters here got this one right in advance, and there will be no baseball here tonight. But right now it's light enough where both teams have pitchers on the field, in the outfield, getting some work in. So it's not that it's been torrential all day, but it's not stopping.
And I guess that's important for them to at least get some warm-ups and to get some work in today and not have another day of rest.
Yeah, they want to stay on track and on course, and some guys need to stay sharp, and certainly they have indoor batting cages. They've been, I'm sure, working those as they always would, and we'll see how this impacts the series. They've been ready to explode here with this Kansas City Royals team in KC. They've been waiting for this game for 29 years, so I'm sure they're thinking, what's another 24 hours?
And we've just been getting some word. I've been watching on the Twitter feed. I guess Wei and Chen will start tomorrow for the
Chen will start tomorrow. I assume Guthrie will start for KC tomorrow. That won't change. It may impact Game 4 starter for both clubs. Maybe KC would move up James Shields with a chance to clinch at home on Thursday if the Orioles were to lose Game 3. That's a possibility. Maybe the Orioles would go with Chris Tillman in Game 4. I think it's probably best, no matter what, to kind of stay on turn if you're both managers. But this leaves some wiggle room where things could be tweaked. It will impact the bullpen the most, Mary Beth, because now you're looking at playing possibly 5 consecutive days with no off day built in. They have these off days in these postseason series for 2 reasons. One, they have a possibility to move a game if there's something like this and a rainout. And 2, you want teams being at their absolute best. And although it's the postseason and these teams run out a lot of their same relievers every night, you're not going to risk them health-wise even in the postseason. So it makes it very difficult to pitch the same guys for 5 consecutive days. So the deeper bullpen may have the advantage now, not necessarily the best bullpen in the back end, which it looks like at least through 2 games of this series, Kansas City has.
So tell us what this means for Game 4 and we hope Game 5.
Well, again, it will impact the bullpen, and we'll see how that plays out. What would really help both clubs is to get deep starts from their starting pitchers and not necessarily rely on your bullpen to get 9, 12, even more outs than that. Of course, the Orioles are in a little bit of a different spot, Mary Beth, being down 2-0 in this series. They have no option but to really win on tomorrow night when they play this game. But it does change things in how they want to attack with the bullpen in this series because they have to play for 5 consecutive days, potentially, in this series.
And 4 and 5 would be afternoon games, right?
Both 4 and 5 will be afternoon games, and, of course, Game 5 is if necessary right now. But I believe, Mary Beth, it will be very necessary.
All right, so your forecaster there, Casey, what does he think for tomorrow at 8? The rain will move out by then?
The rain's going to move out overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, and there'll be baseball here tomorrow. They're actually predicting a very nice weather week here. They said, some strong winds coming in early morning tomorrow and through the afternoon, and that could impact the game. They're predicting really gusty winds here tomorrow, but definitely baseball here tomorrow night.
All right, Brett Hollander joining us live from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City here on WBAL News Radio 1090.
Traffic and weather on the 5s on WBAL.